We are driving all the way to D.C. to join the Women's March on Washington.
The Psychologist for Social Justice Organization at Eastern Michigan University will transport 55 students, faculty members, and other local residents by charter bus to Washington, D.C. Clinical psychology graduate student Lily Ellis will be among them. They want to make sure human rights are not violated by President-elect Donald Trump's administration.
Washtenaw County is not a place immune from oppression, and there are a lot of local issues that are really important to us that will be affected by national policy, and people with disabilities are already afraid of the ACA getting repealed.
Lily refers to the Affordable Care Act. Over 26,000 residents in Washtenaw County don't have health insurance. But it's not just about people with disabilities. Carol Anderson from Ann Arbor will also make the trip to D.C. by car with her partner and friends. She says Trump needs to stop with the racism and discrimination.
It shows the world that there are people in the United States of America that do not agree with this way of behaving in the world, that we don't agree with the type of, words that he chooses to use, the way he belittles people, the bully that he is. And I think it's a reassuring force for good for the world who is watching and saying, you know, there are people in the United States of America who are not idiots.
Washington, D.C. won't be the only one that will host a march this Saturday. Satellite marches around the world are being planned.
For students, it's not really necessarily feasible to travel to D.C., so I think it's really exciting for them to have a local opportunity to get involved.
That was one of the reasons we talked about doing this, is because students, it's much, much harder for them to get away.
Yeah.
Those are members from the Progressives at the University of Michigan group, as well as from Michigan to Believe In. I met up with them at a coffee shop in Ann Arbor. Michelle Dietrich is the lead organizer of the latter one.
So we're going to be gathering at 2 p.m. In front of the federal building, also known as the post office in downtown Ann Arbor. And we will then, after we've gathered, we'll be marching on a really nice route through Ann Arbor up to the University of Michigan and gathering in the Diag. And then at around 3, or when everyone arrives, we will be having a rally with some great speakers.
Claire Chaperon is the co-founder of Progressives. She says her group got involved because young people are experiencing a new civil rights movement.
We are flooded with news and with imagery of, you know, the violence and the discrimination that's happening around our country, more so than we ever were before. And I think politics are becoming more polarized as well than they have been in a long time. And I think that those things really combine to make people want to get involved.
Robert Joseph is also the co-founder of Progressives. He encourages men to take action this Saturday.
Everyone is welcome to come show solidarity and participate. And I think, once again, it's really important that everyone does come to show support because women's rights are human rights.
Michelle added that their movement won't end this weekend.
I think it's important for people to feel a sense of hope and of solidarity going forward. We are going to be having sign-ups for our groups so that people who want to continue this work will have an opportunity to do that and can get plugged into positive ways of moving forward.
Other human rights activities taking place this Saturday in Michigan include the March for Love, Resilience in Action in Ypsilanti. That starts at noon at Bonacero Cafe. A rally will also be held on the Capitol steps in Lansing. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.